4 Angiers well met, brave Austria. Arthur, that great forerunner of thy blood, Richard that robbed the lion of his heart and fought the holy wars in Palestine, by this brave duke came early to his grave. And for amends to his posterity, at our importance, hither is he come to spread his colors, boy, in thy behalf, and to rebuke the usurpation of thy unnatural uncle, English John. Embrace him, love him, give him welcome hither.
God shall forgive you Coeur d'Alene's death, the rather that you give his offspring life, shattering their right under your wings of war. I give you welcome with a powerless hand, but with a heart full of unstained love. Welcome before the gates of Angiers, Duke.
A noble boy, who would not do thee right?
Upon thy cheek lay I this zealous kiss as seal to this indenture of my love. That to my home I will no more return till Angiers and the right thou hast in France, together with that pale, that white-faced shore, whose foot spurns back the ocean's roaring tides, and coops from other lands her islanders, even till that England hedged in with the main, that water-walled bulwark, still secure and confident from foreign purposes, even till that utmost corner of the west salute thee for her king. Till then, fair boy, will I not think of home, but follow arms.
Oh, take his mother's thanks, a widow's thanks, till your strong hand shall help to give him strength to make a more requital to your love.
The peace of heaven is theirs that lift their swords in such a just and charitable war.
Well then, to work. Our cannon shall be bent against the brows of this resisting town. Call for our chiefest men of discipline to cull the plots of best advantages. We'll lay before this town our royal bones, wade to the marketplace in Frenchman's blood. But we will make it subject to this boy.
Stay for an answer to your embassy, lest unadvised you stain your swords with blood. My lord Chatillon may from England that right in peace, which here we urge in war. And then we shall repent each drop of blood that hot rash haste so indirectly shed.
A wonder, lady. Lo, upon my wish, our messenger Chatillon is arrived. What England says, say briefly, gentle lord. We coldly pause for thee. Chatillon, speak.
Then turn your forces from this paltry siege and stir them up against a mightier task. England, impatient of your just demands, hath put himself in arms. The adverse winds whose leisure I have stayed hath given him time to land his legions all as soon as I. His marches are expedient to this town, his forces strong, his soldiers confident. With him along is come the mother queen, an arte stirring him to blood and strife. With her niece, the Lady Blanche of Spain, with them a bastard of the king's deceased, and all the unsettled humours of the land. Rash, inconsiderate, fiery voluntaries, with ladies' faces and fierce dragon spleens, have sold their fortunes at their native homes, bearing their birthrights proudly on their backs, to make a hazard of new fortunes here. In brief, a braver choice of dauntless spirits than now the English bottoms have waft o'er, did never float upon the swelling tide to do offence and scath in Christendom. The interruption of their churlish drums cuts off more circumstance. They are at hand to parley or to fight, therefore prepare.
How much unlooked for is this expedition?
Aye, how much unexpected. By so much we must awake endeavor for defense, for courage mounteth with occasion. Let them be welcome then. We are prepared.
Peace be to France. If France in peace permit our just and lineal entrance to our own, if not, bleed France, and peace ascend to heaven, whilst we, God's wrathful agent, do correct their proud contempt that beats his peace to heaven.
Peace be to England, if that war return from France to England, there to live in peace. England we love, and for that England's sake, with burden of our armor here we sweat. This toil of ours should be a work of thine. Thou from loving England art so far that thou hast underwrought his lawful king, cut off the sequence of posterity, outfaced infant state, and done a rape upon the maiden virtue of the crown. Look here upon thy brother Geoffrey's face. These eyes, these brows, were molded out of his. This little abstract doth contain that large which died in Geoffrey. And the hand of time shall draw this brief into as huge a volume. That Geoffrey was thy elder brother born, and this his son. England was Geoffrey's right, and this is Geoffrey's. In the name of God comes it then that thou art called a king, when living blood doth in these temples beat, which owe the crown that thou o'er masterest.
From whom hast thou this great commission from?
That stirs good thoughts in any breast of strong authority, to look into the blots and stains of right. That judge hast made me guardian to this boy, under whose and by whose help I mean to chastise it.
Alack, thou dost usurp authority.
Excuse, it is to beat usurping down.
Who is it thou dost call usurper, Franz?
Let me make answer.
What insolent! Thy bastard shall be king, that thou mayst be a queen and check the world.
My bed was ever to thy son as true as thine was to thy husband. And this boy, liker in feature to his father Jew Water, or devil to his dam. My boy a bastard. By my soul, I think his father never was so true begot. It cannot be, and if thou wert his mother...
There's a good mother, boy, that blots thy father.
There that would blot thee.
Peace.
Hear the crier.
What the devil art thou?
One that would play the devil, sir, with you, and I may catch your hide and you alone. You are the head of whom proverb goes, whose valour plucks dead lions by... Smoke your skin coat, and I catch you right. Said I look to it, if faith I will, if faith.
So well did he become the lion's robe, that did disrobe the lion of that robe.
It lies a sightly on the back of him, as great Alcide back. Or lay on that, you'll make your shoulders crack.
What cracker is this same that deafs our ears with his abundance of superfluous breath? King Philip, determine what we shall do straight.
Women and fools, right of Arthur do I claim of thee. Wilt thou resign them and lay down my arms?
My life for soon. And you defy thee, France. Arthur of Britain, yield thee to my hand. And out of my dear love I'll give thee more than ere the coward hand of France can win. Submit thee.
Bandam, child.
Do, child, go to it, grab.
I'm not worth this coil that's made for me.
His mother shames him so, poor boy, he weeps.
Now shame upon you, whether she does or no. His grandam's wrongs and not his mother's shames draws those heaven-moving pearls from his poor eyes, which heaven shall take in nature of her fee. Aye, with these crystal beads, heaven shall be bribed to do him justice and revenge on you.
Thou monstrous slanderer of heaven and earth.
Thou monstrous injurer of heaven and earth, call me not slanderer. Thou and thine usurp the domination's royalties and rights of this oppressed boy. This is thy eldest son's son, infortunate in nothing but in thee. Thy sins are visited in this poor child. The canon of the law is laid on him, being but the second generation removed from thy sin-conceiving womb.
Bedlam, have done!
I have but this to say, that he is not only plagued for her sin, but God hath made her sin and her the plague on this removed issue, plagued for her and with her plague. Her sin, his injury, her injury, the beadle to her sin, all punished in the person of this child, and all for her. A plague upon her!
Thou unadvised scold! I can produce a will that bars the title of thy son.
Aye, who doubts that? A will, a wicked will, a woman's will, a cankered grandam's will!
Peace, lady! Pause or be more temperate. It ill beseems this presence to cry aim to these ill-tuned repetitions. Some trumpet summon hither to the walls these men of Angiers. Let us hear them speak, whose title they admit. Arthur's or John's.